Welcome back to the second hour of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. Today I'm featuring some Paul Modian rehearsal tapes and a concert recording from 1980 at Club Pelori in Belgium, and a little bit of Bern Nix, who did a couple of rehearsals with Paul Modian. I don't really know what that was about, if they were just hanging out together and Paul invited him over, or he's thinking to join in the band. I guess we won't know, because I was going to have Bern on the show to share with us his thoughts, but he passed away, sadly, last week. So I'll want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference. They helped to bring the show on the air here at Community Radio 93.3 FM, WRFR, Low Power Radio, in Rockland, Maine. And I am going to start off the second hour with another cut from the 1980 concert, which is Charles Brackeen on saxophone, J.F. Jenny Clark on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And this is, Paul titled this Psalm of Moses, which was the title of the song Psalm. So it's an early version of that. It's a little bit different, I think, than what it became. But I'm going to follow this with Psalm from the album Psalm, which was recorded in 1981 with a different group. So Psalm of Moses.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Psalm from an album of the same title, a 1981 ECM release, with Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Billy Drews, I think, on alto, Bill Frisell on guitar, Ed Schuler on double bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And before that, we heard a concert version from 1980 of what Paul titled Psalm of Moses, and I'm assuming that it's an earlier version of the same song. Charles Brackeen on saxophone, J.F. Jenny Clark on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And it's kind of, if I'm correct, it's a very interesting development, isn't it? It's very different, but I don't know, maybe some of you people who really know music can lend some insight about it. So I have one more cut from the 1980 concert at Club Pelori in Belgium, and that is Dance. And I really enjoyed listening to this. I think it was a really great concert. And some of the concerts aren't that good. Like I do have a concert that was recorded in Schwaz with Arlid Anderson just a little few days after the Charles Brackeen and Paul Modian duo that I was reading about, that the German pianist Johann, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, J-O-C-H-E-N, Bohannes, I think that's correct, but that he was talking about. But, you know, it's a really bad recording, so I don't think I'm going to play it. The bass is really, really loud, and you can't hear the other instruments and stuff. So, but anyway, here's Dance, and it's got a nice introduction by Paul. Oh, I wanted to read one more thing about the concert. So from Paul's notebook, this recording is the first set, which was at 9:30 p.m. And it was he wrote, this was taped by the club owner, good quality recording. But they did do a second set, so I thought people might be interested just to hear what they played. Kabbalah 2, I'm not really sure what that means. Drum Music, The Sunflower. Folk Song for Rosie, Mandeville, Lullaby, and Victoria. Return to Hotel, 3 a.m.
I want to end this set with a piece that's called Dance. And we want to take a short break, and then we'll come back and play another set for you. Now, the name of this is Dance, and if you feel like you want to dance, you're welcome to dance. Thank you.
End of set one. That's the only one that was recorded from June 16th, 1980 at Club Pelori in Écossaines, Belgium. And Charles Brackeen on saxophone, J.F. Jenny Clark on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. A really enjoyable recording, I think. I want to remind you that you're listening to Community Radio, 93.3 FM, WRFR, low power, Rockland, Maine. Next up, I've got another cut from Psalm, Boomerang, and I'm going to follow it with a real short rehearsal version with Charles Brackeen and Paul Modian of the same song.
Thank you.
Short little practice there of Boomerang, Charles Brackeen on saxophone. And before that, we heard the recorded version, which came out on the 1981 ECM album Psalm, with Joe Lovano, Billy Drews, Bill Frisell, Ed Schuller, and Paul Modian. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the tour that Paul was on when he recorded the concert Pelori. It was an ECM tour organized, and by them it was pretty long. It was almost, I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks, and then he stayed on in Europe, and then Arlid Anderson, he played with him instead of JF Jenny Clark. And Paul did a recording with Arlid, which I'm not sure if I have it. I was kind of looking for it, and I couldn't find it. I might feature some stuff from Arlid Anderson next week. I'm not quite sure. So if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can check out jazzcloset.blogspot.com. And thank you to everyone who has purchased the Paul Modian Composition Book, Volume 1. And as an update, I am on – what am I on? Oh, I'm beyond F. I think I have one more F to scan for Volume 2. It's going a little slower than I thought it would. And so hopefully that will be available sometime this year, maybe towards the end of the year probably is realistic. And I'm really excited because musicians are really playing Paul's music more now. So people have been sending me recordings they've done of the from the songbook, and it's pretty exciting. There's going to be a fundraiser at the Greenwich House in New York City this month featuring Paul's music. So I want to thank you for listening, and to take us to the top of the hour, I have it's almost a 20-minute version of Victoria, which is from the 1979 rehearsal on October 9th with Bern Nix on guitar, Charles Brackeen on saxophone, J.F. Jenny Clark on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And rest in peace, Bern Nix.
Thank you. Thank you.